Welcome to Ian's Place. My name is Ian, and this is my place. I'm so excited to be here tonight. This is a dream. Dreams do come true. They happen every day. And this is one of my biggest ones. So welcome to my program, and we're going to be talking about a lot of cool things. This is, like I said, a talk radio program, and we're going to be exploring our thoughts. We're going to be thinking about thinking. And I most of all want my listeners to call in because I like to interact with my listeners. But where we're going to take this is manifestations and the power that you are. And this power that you are, that is innate within each one of us, can take us to journeys unbelievably awesome. And you have that power within you. You've heard it before. You've heard it for years. But now we're going to figure out how to get it out of you, how to express it through you. And if in thinking, which is what starts everything into motion, your thinking takes you everywhere in your life. I guarantee you, if you think and say and act like, I'm going to go to the movies at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and you think it, you speak it, and you act it, I guarantee you, you will not end up in the Sahara Desert somewhere. Because our body only follows our thought process. That's all it does. It just says, where do you want me to go? And our physical reality is the same. The physical reality, our thoughts, express what we are going to experience in our physical reality. It's that simple. But people make it hard. And so what we're doing is we're going to make it easy from now on. And what we're going to do with this radio program is we're going to experiment at first from Sunday to Sunday. You're going to take what we learn in this program, and then you're going to apply it in your life. And next Sunday, you're going to call back in and go, guess what happened to me? This is what I was thinking, and this is what happened to me. And I want to hear about that. I want to hear that you are consciously experiencing your thoughts. Because we do, what we're doing now is we think, we say, and we do. But we're not conscious about it. We just go through the everyday drudgery. So I want to share with you how I became conscious with my thinking. And I have learned to see in my physical reality what I'm thinking inside my head. And when I don't see what I'm thinking, then the next question becomes, well, what is it going to take for me to see what I'm thinking? Because what I'm thinking, that's what I really want to walk into and experience. And I have a business card that says, since we are consistently walking into our thoughts, let me get this little puppy. I created it. Now I forgot what it says. It says, since we are constantly walking into and experiencing our thoughts, the only question is, which thoughts do we want to walk into and experience? That's the bottom line. So we all have, many of us have these dreams that we just love to experience, but yet they seem to have avoided us. And you know, we keep on going one day, and that day never shows up. There's a few reasons for that. But before I go too much further down the road, I do want to give out our toll-free numbers. For the Canada and U.S., the numbers are 1-888-228-4494. And our worldwide number is 1-877-489-6350. And I would encourage you to call in. I'm not a really good speaker, just rambling on and on and on, but I would like to do the interactions with some of my callers. So if you can call in, we can do a great job talking. But anyway, to go further down the road with this, all our body knows to do is to figure out, to follow our thinking. And what happens is, with many of us, is that we think one way, we speak another, and we act another. So the body and our physical reality, they don't know what to do. They're going, which way do we go? Where do you want me to go? Because they're looking, and so your whole life stagnates because you're not in alignment with thinking, speaking, and acting. It's that simple. When you speak, think, and act, your body and your physical reality falls right in place, and you're going to walk into what you want to experience. It's like this energy field in front of you that keeps on opening up, saying, oh, this is what he or she wants to experience. We got it now. We're here. We're going. And so you just walk through this energy field. And the only thing that we ever do is we experience our past thought processes. That's all we ever do. Because, like right now, those of you who are listening, you thought earlier today or just a minute ago to tune into this radio program. So you are experiencing a past thought process. When you go to the store, you are experiencing a past thought process. We never experience a future thought process. We can either experience a past thought process or the thought process that we have right now. Those are the only two. And our thinking is so far in the future. We think years into the future. We think days into the future. We think hours or minutes into the future. And our past is just like 5 seconds ago. So I'm experiencing what I thought of 3 seconds ago. So, but what happens is we have been trained to do the what if game. What if, what if, what if, one day, one day, one day. Instead of staying in the now and staying, because when you think in the now, things happen in the now. Things happen now. So right now, we're talking in the now. This radio program starting and happening now. So that's what we're doing. We're just in the now. And so we have to be very careful of what our past thought processes are. What are we going to experience in the future? Because we only experience in the future what we've been thinking in the past. That's all we do. So we have to recognize and be conscious of what we're thinking, speaking, and acting so we can manifest that in front of us. So I'm drowning here, guys. If you can give me a phone call, I'd love it. I don't know where to take you until I get a phone call. But we'll continue on. So anyway, what this program is again about is where we're going to have lessons, if you will, if you want to participate, and we're going to learn how to consciously figure out how to think in the way that we want to go. And it's a pretty arduous task at best, but it can be done. It will change your life forever. You've heard the statement, change your thinking, change your life. That is such a true statement. And I hope that's what this program is all about. And as soon as we get started, we'll get some callers going and see how they want to do it. But for lesson number one would be, for me, is monitor, monitor, monitor. Monitor every thought that you're thinking. Because once you start monitoring your thoughts, the probability is that your thoughts are going to be all over the place. Some people say, well, this is what I really, really want to do. And then the next statement in their head is, it's probably not going to help. I'm probably not going to be able to do it. The next one is, I don't have enough money to do it. And the next one is, oh, well, maybe one day. And so we have to get rid of those thoughts, because those thoughts you will experience just as readily as the thoughts that you aren't going to, that you do want to experience. So you experience thoughts. That's all you do. It's not a bad thought. It's not a good thought. It's not a higher thought. It's not a lower thought. It's just a thought. And the question again, it's which thought do you want to experience? It's not that you have to think positive, positive. Oh, I'm thinking positive thoughts so I can experience my dream. It's not about positive or negative. It's about what are you thinking? So that's where this is going also. So then once we decide to just start thinking in thoughts that will support us where we want to go, then the next step is, well, where do you want to go and how do you want to create it? And again, there's the old theory of get out of your own way once you decide where you want to head. And so that's what we're going to do, too, is we just get out of our way, create thought, this is what I want to experience, and you've also heard, then get out of your way. And let that power within you take over. And the more you get out of your way, the more that power will take over for you, and it will get the job done. But, again, what we do is we create the thought saying, this is what I really want to experience. I'm positively speaking. And then, you know, a day or two or 30 seconds later, you're going, it's not here yet, so I guess it's not going to happen. Guess what you just did? You just erased your thought. So, I don't know. Am I on the air? Don? Hello? Okay. I'm not quite sure if I'm on the air. Do re mi fa sol? Okay. So anyway, I'm not sure if I'm on the air. I'm not getting any kind of response. I feel like I'm sitting here talking by myself. And I'm not even getting a response from the producer. So there may be a problem here. And that's it. I'm on. Okay. All right. So are you going to call in? All right. So we're having some little technical difficulties, I'm assuming. So I'm just going to keep talking and see what comes out of it. So the next step is when you've declared that you want to experience something, then now how do we create that? How do we make sure that that dream happens? And again, it's through your thoughts, your words, and your actions. And when you put those into alignment, your body and your physical reality know exactly what to do. They're exactly going, your body is going to follow those three things exactly. And this energy field with this power that you are will open up. It's like walking through the fog, but the fog is creating in front of you as you go along and you see all your dreams. You get to see everything that you've been thinking of. And there's this one thing that happens to us, and we don't seem to pay attention to it. It's like when somebody calls you, and they say, you think about Jane one day, and then 3 days later, Jane calls you. You haven't talked to her for 10 years. And you're going, oh, my God, I was just thinking about you the other day. And she goes, I was thinking about you. Well, what happened in between the day you thought of her and the third day later? What took place to get you and Jane together? Well, we know it's energy, and your thoughts cross through the ethers, and then the physical world set up to have you meet or at least communicate with each other. So that happens a lot. We just say, oh, my God, look at this. I just thought of this the other day, and here it is right in front of me. And so we don't think about, all right, I thought of this 7 days ago, and now I'm experiencing this thought that I had 7 days ago. But you never think, well, what happened in that 7 days that you, between the thoughts? And what happened is your thoughts, your words, and your actions were so, I don't want to say the word nonchalant, but you didn't get in your way. You thought about it and you dismissed it. So your physical reality, this power that you have within you, had the opportunity, because you weren't in its way, to manifest it for you. Because it was just a casual, you were doing the dishes kind of thought, and all of a sudden it's here 7 days later. Because you didn't get in your own way. It was a casual thought. And if you want to take those casual thoughts and then turn them into your dreams, because we think that we can't dream. We think we can't, our dreams have to be harder to achieve. And that's not the case.
We have a caller on line 2.
Okay. Hi, caller on line 2. What can I help you with?
Hi, Ian. I was just wondering what you think is the most important thing that we can accomplish this lifetime.
Wow, that's a good question. Well, this is the answer. Figure out how to interact with that power within you. It built universes, it built mountains, it built the Earth and Saturn and Mars and the Sun. And then it built an embodiment so it could experience this plane. So it built the body. It slipped itself in, because it's an unseen spirit, if you will. It slipped itself into the body so it could experience this plane. But what it did is it gave the body free will. And it will never override the free will of the embodiment. And that's why we hear over and over again to get out of your own way, because this spirit, if you allow it to, will bring you to great, great things. And when you believe, when you have faith, when you just absolutely know, it's called absolute knowledge, when you know that, then you can relax. You don't have to worry about things. You know that you have this power within you, and you're saying, I absolutely know that this thing within me is so powerful, who built universes, who built mountains and oceans, can take care of me. And that even includes financial. A lot of people call this spirit God. They call it it. They call it the yin-yang, the mother-father principle. But they think that this power within you can do anything except financially take care of me. And then all of a sudden, it just fails. It doesn't know what it's doing, supposedly. And so people get afraid in the financial system, and they can't see that they've been taken care of up to this point. But when it comes to finances, it's all up to you. And you're afraid.
How do I tap into that power within if I haven't tapped into that?
Okay, that's a good question. What you do is you get real quiet. This is what I did. You guys can take it from here. I heard about this, that there was this power within us, and we can connect with it any time. So one afternoon, when nobody was home, I went to my bedroom. I lay down on the bed, and I just got really quiet. And I just finally said hello. And I got a distinct hello back. I heard a voice. And I said hello, and it said hello back. And I'm going, wow. Then I said to myself, I'm just talking to me. And the voice said, that's true. You are talking to you. And then I said, well, how do I know I'm just not answering myself? And it said, but you are. You are answering yourself. And then you finally think that you're crazy, right? That this is something that you can ask the question, you answer. But after a while, I mean, this took a while. This took a month or so that you finally get, because it keeps proving to you with one little baby step at a time that you're really talking to this power within you. And if you trust it enough, and you ask for it enough, and you can ask for anything, because it's unlimited. And it wants you to ask for things, because the more you ask, and the more it gives it to you, and you go, oh, wow. You take these baby steps for manifestation. Oh, I want this. And it gives it to you. And it gives it to you because it wants to reward you, because it wants you to know that this is a real thing. And so you ask for another manifestation, and it shows up in your reality 7 days later. And then you ask, and you ask. And then 21 years later, you have your own talk show. But this is how it started. And I have tested it. I'm sorry, did you say something?
Oh, I just said I see.
Yes. So you have to start communicating with this thing within you. I understand some people hear voices, and some people don't hear anything, but they get the message. But this God within you, if you will reward you every time you step out of the box. When you step out of the box, then it goes, oh, good, she's listening. Step out of the box one more time. I'll reward you again and again and again. And the more you step out of the box, the bolder and braver you get. And the bolder and braver that you get. and that God will be there for you at all times. Now, let me clarify this. Sometimes you ask for something and it doesn't show up. And you go, aha, it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of said, I don't believe in you. And it says, I will never override your free will. If you don't believe, if you don't want to play now, let me know when you do. Then a couple of days later, when you're not manifesting what you've requested and it's not showing up, you're going to say, whoa, 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 whoa. I think I need to request this one more time because I just canceled it a couple of days ago and the cancellation order is showing up more than the request. So you request it one more time and you say, okay, let me try it this way. But what happens is we hold on to it and we don't allow it to go out from under us. And I heard a great quote one time. It said, a thought held and contemplated is a thought held and contemplated. And, mm-hmm. and if you don't let it go, it can't leave you and get out to the ethers to figure out where, you know, so it can come back. You're holding on to it. And you think about it constantly. And while you're thinking about it, it's in your essence. It's in your beingness. And until you let it go, it can't come back to you to say, oh, look at what I found. Here I am. We found part of it here and another part over there. And look at this. This is so cool. And then when that does happen, you smile and you go, oh, look at that. I just manifested. I did it. I did it. I did it. And then you go tell your friends, guess what? I was thinking about this the other day, and it happened. I manifested. And then you go for the next one, a little bit bigger, you know. You start asking for this and you start asking for that, and they come in. But what happens, if it doesn't come in fast enough for many of us, then we go, oh, I knew it. I knew it wasn't going to happen. And guess what? You just canceled the whole deal. You just canceled. Mm. So you need to keep on staying with the thought. Don't muck it up with, oh, maybe not so, or maybe, or not maybe, or whatever. So you got to stay focused. That's what focusing is all about. You have to stay focused. And when the thoughts enter your head that do not support you or where you want to go, I personally take the back of my forehead and erase it. I use it as a chalkboard. And I go, no, 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 racy, racy, racy. I don't want that. I'm not housing that. And then I start rewriting with my chalkboard. This is what I am going to experience. Not what I want to experience, but what I am going to experience. And then you let it go. And that in itself is a really hard task. It took me a while, and maybe there's probably a lot more out there that can speed up the process. But it took me a while to figure out to erase the thoughts that don't support you and to rewrite the request in and then allow it to go and allow that power within you to take over and get out of your way. And when that happens, that is such a wonderful thing to experience. And you get the reward.
Well, that's happened a few times to me, but not consistently.
Well, it won't happen consistently because you do it. It's kind of like becoming a doctor or a lawyer or any kind of profession. Actually, it's a process, and if you take this one baby step at a time, you will see in a very short period that you are running. But then every once in a while when you're running, you're going to stumble. And you're just going to have to get up and brush your knees off and then go to the next one. Because, again, it's a process. And just like there's somebody that says, I want to be a doctor in 9 years. I'm going to be a doctor. And he goes to school. He goes to college. He does his first 4 years. And as long as he's thinking, speaking, and acting like he's going to be a doctor in 9 years, he's a doctor. At any time along that process, he changes his mind. That's why we have that capability. You've got to start listening to words. We have the power to change our mind and he decides I want to go be a rock band star, his body and his physical reality will shift to the left and then go for that. And as long as he's focused on that, he will end up as a rock band star. But, and so that's the changing of the mind. Again, mm-hmm. the body's just following the different thought process. So the doctor's off the table, and being a rock band star is on. And so he heads that way. And any time along the way, he decides to change his mind again, decides to become a father and a dad, and there's just, then he goes to changes his mind there. And that's how powerful we are. We can change our minds at any moment in time, and our body and our physical reality will take that turn with us. And as long as we are focused on the new changing of mind with the thoughts, the words, and the actions, you are going to make that shift to something else. And that's why we have that ability. I know it seems simple, but it is. It's just a simple, simple, simple process.
Okay, well, I'll give it a shot. Thank you very much. By the way, you might let your listeners know that I was not able to get through on the 888 number, so I did the direct dial. So I don't know if they have that fixed yet, but if they want to call in, they might have to get one of the direct line numbers that's on the website.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
Telling me that.
Thank you.
All right. Have a nice evening.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. So that might be one of the problems of the direct numbers calling in. We haven't heard from people. So if there's anybody else that wants to try to call in, I would love to take a call. That would really help me a lot. I don't know where to take you. I'm used to, like, exchanging words with people versus just lecturing here. But I'll continue on. We'll go. Second. What? Do you want me to give the regular numbers?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. I'm going to give you the regular numbers here for this station. The direct lines would be 530-776-5154, 530-776-5185, 530-876-5154, 9916. Those are three other numbers that you can call in on. Again, the toll-free numbers, if you can try it again, is 888-1-888-228-4494. But that's for the USA and Canada. And the worldwide number is 1-877-489-6350. So if anybody call in, hello. All right, where do we take you from here? Let's talk about this power within us and how it will give us just about anything, well, not just about anything that we want. There's a great documentary out there called The Secret. I love this. I love the way they formatted it. And what they did was, again, it's the focus. It's the focus of what you are going to. Oh, great. Thank you. Hi, caller on line two. Can I help you?
Hi there. Yes, I was calling because I was just listening to what you were having to say about refocusing your thoughts and kind of never giving up. But I often feel as just a human being that naturally we live in doubt and fear and all those negative thoughts that don't serve us. And so what would be a useful tool to not give up or... So, you know, you talked about reprogramming your mind and your thoughts, but, you know, to kind of make sense of it, I think the human brain will naturally want to just say, forget it, it's not going to work. And how long do you wait, and how do you kind of stay focused?
Great question. Doubt and fear, for lack of better words, are bred into us. We do not only get our parents' eyes and nose and mouth, but we get their learnings and their experiences. And then they got those from their their mother and father and back and back and back. So all this is being brought forward I don't think if the DNA is the right word, but it's within your embodiment. You get their emotional triggers as well as, you know, their ears. So generations over generations over generations, the human beings have been taught doubt and fear. And they've been told over and over again that they're not worthy, that they're sinners, that they can only do X and not Y. And they were beaten into those explanations. They were jailed if they didn't agree with them. They were raped and maimed and molested as children because they didn't believe the way that whoever had these control issues believed. And so this comes to us naturally. And now we have to fight off what we were born with. We weren't born with sin. We were born with a lot of ideas that won't take us to where we need to go. And that's what we need to fight off. And that's why we need to stay focused, because we want to get rid of those thoughts that don't serve us. And the best way to do them is to change your thinking, change your thought process. That's it. That's the simplest hard thing to do. It is hard, but you just take baby steps, one after the next. And then after a while, the pain of fear and doubt starts easing up on you. And that's why you have to step out of the box. You have to step out of the nine dots. You have to go to being unlimited. And that's what Yeshua ben Joseph said. Some call him Jesus of Nazareth. He says, you are unlimited, and anything that I can do, you can do also. And I believe it was Peter that was walking across. Yeshua says, Peter, come on, you can walk across this water. And Peter started, and all of a sudden he looked down, and fear entered him. And he starts thinking. And Yeshua reaches out, and he says, Peter, when did you start doubting? It's all about doubt and fear. Those are the two that will stop you in your tracks. And you will echo what you were taught, what your grandparents were taught, what their parents were taught. You will echo that you are not worthy, that you can't, won't, shouldn't. It's prevalent in our language, what we cannot do. And the other one is, the best one is, if you all want to take out a dollar bill and lay it on the table in front of you, and you look at that, and what we do in today's society, we'll look at it, and you ask it, that little 2-inch by 6-inch green piece of paper, you ask it, what shall I do with my life? What should I do? Instead of you looking at that piece of paper and saying, this is what you're going to do for me. And so we just, when we come from lack, when we come from frugality, when we come from scarcity, that is what your reality is going to set up for you to experience, period. You are going to experience that you have to be frugal, that you have to be skimping all the time, that you have to go to all the sales, that you have to do, just watch every penny. And I'm here to tell you that God's unlimited, and has proved it, as our universe and solar system's mirror. It says you can pay full price. Not only can you pay full price, but you can even buy more. Because we're unlimited. And more, I know so many people that go to so many get-rich places, and they're still not rich. They're still playing the frugal game. And if you want to take a look at people who play frugal, and somebody like Trump or any of those big guys, and you go, well, how did you make it? How did you make it? And they're going to say, all of them, think big. So the only difference between you and them is they think big and you think small. That's it. It's only a matter of thought process and attitude. Trump has the attitude and the thoughts that he's going for it, he's going big. And I guarantee you, if any of you in the listening audience would take that attitude and you would take his thought process of think big, you too, your physical reality will start reflecting your thought processes. So what everybody does is, oh, I'm going to make all this money, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to do this, but then they'll go save a quarter on a piece of bread. You don't become unlimited. You have to be unlimited. You have to be, you just can't wake up one morning and go, oh, I'm unlimited. No, you can't do that. You have to be it before you can become it. You can't become unlimited until you already are. You have to live it. You have to live as the God that you are, the unlimited God that you are. And there's people out there that smoke cigarettes. I have no problem with that. That's what they want to do. But I'm telling you, they will never run out of cigarette money. They'll never do that. Because they're not afraid of running out of cigarette money. They always have that because they're not afraid of not having them. They know. They absolutely know they always have cigarette money, so they never run out of it. You know, it's just that kind of a thing. But to answer your question, it's monitoring your thoughts. If you find that you are thinking thoughts that don't support you, they're not positive, they're not negative, they're not high, they're not low, they're just thinking, plain old ordinary thinking. And if you are thinking, oh, this is what I'm going to experience, and then 5 minutes later talk yourself out of it, you're going to experience the latest thought. That's what you're going to do. So there are some people think that they have to only have, well, I've got $1,000, and I want to pay this bill, this bill, this bill, and this bill. I have the money to pay that, but I really want to do this over here. And so they don't think they can do it because all they see, quote unquote, is the $1,000 in their four bills that they have to pay. Instead of saying, I'm unlimited, I can pay my bills and still get the thing that I want to experience. I still want to do this over here. It's going to cost a little bit more money. I'm going to put the request in. There's this little man somewhere in a big room and you hand him a slip, a request slip, and he looks at it and he stamps it. He says, done. And he puts it in the drawer. And you can walk away because it's done. So any request that you piece of paper that you hand him, he's going to stamp it done. People don't get that. They don't get that it's done. There's a story about some really good friends of mine. They moved away. I live in Seattle, by the way. And they moved away. They're our best friends. And they went to Oregon, and they were looking for a house. They found the house of their dreams, and by the time they got to the realtor and drew up the papers, the house was sold, and both parties had signed. Very disappointing. They really, really loved this house. So they went looking for another house, and they found a house. It was all right. It wasn't the one they really, really wanted, but it was okay. So they put a bid in on it. And a couple weeks later, the homeowners decided they don't want to sell the house. They're not moving. So now they're out with the house again. But in the meantime, the house that they really had focused on, that they loved, you love things into existence, came back up on the market, and that's the house they got. Because their thought process was, we really love this house, and love is the glue. Love is what creates things, that puts it all together. And somewhere along the line, the buyer of that house and the seller of that house agreed with our best friends that they should have that house, and everything transpired beautifully. They're now in their dream home. But that's how it works. That's how manifestation works. And the focus and the emotion, your emotion is the driver of your manifesting, because as long as you're emotionally charged in what you are going to experience, you will experience. And for the length, well, there's no time, distance, or space. We've heard that over and over again. I personally don't have my arms completely around that theory, I see it every once in a while. It flickers in my brain. I'm going, oh, okay, I get it. And it kind of disappears. But since there's no time, distance, or space, when you can get that out of your equation, then that leaves the unlimitedness, that power within you, to do its job, to do its thing. You're just allowing it. So just sit back, get out of your way, think unlimited, and it will happen. It may happen in 10 years, 5 years, 20 years. In my listening audience right now, if there's somebody out there by the name of Cattell, I hope that you will call in. I want to tell the audience about you and I. But it will happen. I'm just about ready to have a 21-year dream of mine happen. And I always knew that it would come to the physical reality. There's never been a doubt in my mind. Did I know it was going to take 21 years? Oh, my God, no. If I knew what I was going to have to go through to get it to my physical reality, I probably never would have started. And that's the beauty of not knowing everything that's going to happen to you. If we would know everything that happened to us while we're down here, we wouldn't need to be here. We wouldn't learn. And what happens when we're experiencing adversity, that's when we learn the most. That's when we gain what I call our wisdom gainers. And our wisdom gainers, what happens is we experience something that's not very pleasant. And then we get to the other side and we look back and you go, oh, I get it now. I get what I was supposed to learn as you're yelling and screaming and kicking through the whole process. But then you get it, and you go, oh, that was what I was supposed to learn. And you're okay with it. You're okay with all the garbage you just went through. Because all of a sudden it makes sense, and you're at peace and love with it. And you go, wow, cool. I didn't have fun going through that, but now that I'm through it, I can see the reasoning behind it. And just like my dream of 21 years, I can now look back and say, I'm sorry, I heard a click. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, that was a very well-rounded explanation. I do feel like you covered everything. Now I need clarification on the fact that there's no time or space.
I'm still learning that one. Everything happens parallel. There's no time, distance, or space. And I don't want to give you an explanation that I'm not totally clear on yet. And when I do, I'll explain it the way I think it's going on. But sometimes I get it. Sometimes I'm driving on my car and I'm going, oh, that's why. That's where it is. Then other times I'm going, scratching my head, okay, how does this work now? I believe that there is no time, distance, and space. I do. I believe that is the right answer. How do I justify it or explain it to even myself? I don't have that yet. I'm still working on that part. So, but when I do, I'll yell it out. I go, I got it. I got it. Eureka. I got it. Another question?
Yeah. Okay. So maybe you could revisit how that, using that concept, serves you. How do you apply it to your life, or how does it even, if you can't explain exactly what it is, how does it help?
What, the no time, distance, and space thing?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
It's obviously
a tool that you use, right? Like, it's
no, I don't use that tool yet. I'm still contemplating on how it works. But
okay,
I can tell you. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say... Because you said back when you were just going on about since there is no time, distance, or space, can you revisit that sentence? What did you say in that sentence? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I think I know where I was going with that. Since there is no time, distance, or space, and if your manifestation doesn't come at your time frame, What you do is you start fighting the unlimitedness. You start making it limited. Because if you say, this is what I want to experience, well, this is what I am, this is what I am going to experience, and a few weeks goes by, a year goes by, 2 years go by, you go, uh-oh, I haven't experienced this yet. Maybe it's not going to happen. Then you go, but I know it's going to happen. So you're starting to tweak it, you're starting to play with it, and you're going to box it back in. And it's still your field, your energy field is still setting it up. And I guarantee you, whatever you ask will be returned to you even better. I've experienced that so many times. I think this is what I want to experience. And, of course, we're human. We're always going to set it up. Oh, you know, this happened this way and that happened that way. And you still get into that game. But I guarantee you, if you just allow it, its thing, to do its thing, to be unlimited, it will come back to you 100 times better than it can even dream about. It just tickles me, even to this day. I've been studying thought process and the power within me for over 21 years also. I have dedicated my life to learn how to tweak my thought process, to be able to see in my physical reality what I'm thinking in my head. And then if I wasn't seeing what I was thinking, then the next question is, why not? And what's within me that's stopping me from seeing it in my physical reality in front of me? And I've had that question a lot. And if you can take a frame like this, if you can say, like you're in a movie theater, right? And there's that little window, the projector window behind you. And it is, as long as it's uninterrupted, it's getting the movie on the screen clearly. If you were to put a little piece of clear paper on in front of that, if you were to taint it, you would not see the screen clearly. It couldn't get its feed, rays onto the screen properly. And so what we do is, if you stood up right now and you did a 360, you turned around, that is what I call your screen of life. You put that there. Whatever you see, that is your reality. You thought it into existence. And so at any time, if you were to change or muddle your clear, precise, this is what I'm experienced thoughts, it would be just all muddled. You wouldn't be able to focus on anything when you're turning around, because you keep tweaking it. It doesn't have any place to be clear and precise. So what we do with our thought process, it's like film strip, right? You know, the old film strips where there was a little square with a picture on it, and then there was a clear line, a space, and then another little square with another picture on it, and then a space. And that's how your thought processing works. What you do is you stamp on one of those little squares, the frame, this is my thought, this is what I'm going to experience. And then there's the space, and then the next frame is, this is what I'm going to experience. And you stamp that frame. And you just, since we think into the future, we're stamping these frames as fast as we can, because our brain always thinks so far in advance. And the body has a heck of a time catching up to you, because you're not living in the now, you're living in the future. And so what happens is the body's around 10 to 15 years behind your thinking. And there's so many people that 10, 15 years down the road, they go, oh my God, I have been thinking about this my whole life. It must be fate, because here I am experiencing what I've been thinking about for years. Well, it wasn't fate. Well, I guess you could call it fate. All it was your thought processing, your body catching up to your thought process. Your body's going, I'm here, I'm finally here. I've had so many other things to do in between this, and because we keep on changing our thoughts, and so we keep on, you know, We've got the doctor on, dentist on Monday on one frame. And then the next day we're going to go get our nails done. That's another frame. And then the next day is 2 weeks from now. We're going to go on a vacation, so that frame 2 weeks from now. But when we go back to the third day, we've got all to put more stuff on these frames. And so what you're doing is just like you get this reel going in your head. And if you could take your right inside your forehead, let's say your third eye area, and shoot a light through that frame, that reel, out your eyes. All your eyes are the lens. It just shoots a ray through the frame, through your lens, and onto a wall. That's what's going on with you right now. And what you expect to see, you're going to see. Your brain, everything starts within you. That's what they tell you. But where does it start? Because everything comes from nothing. There is not one thing that doesn't come from nothing. No things. The pencil that you hold in your hand, the screen that you're looking at on the computer, they were all no things at one time. But somebody thought about them first. The second thing they did was started to talk about it. And the third thing they did was they started acting towards putting the computer screen together, and here we are. That at one time it was a nothing. It was a thought, and it finally coagulated into mass. And that's how it works. From thinking to mass. From thinking to mass. So your thoughts coagulate into mass. You create them through thinking. You create them through the process. You had to think of the process of how to take this nothing and all these little materials and then form it in your brain to how to make a pencil. And now this thing that was nothing at one point is now a pencil. And it was a process to get it there. But guess what? You did it all. If you were the inventor of the pencil, you did it. It all starts with thought. So, any other questions?
Yeah, sure. If you have, you don't have any other callers, this is okay.
I don't know.
Okay,
yeah.
So if there, what was that?
Yes, go ahead.
If there was like one thing that you could chalk up from all your experience, what would be the way that you could like maybe teach people to become quicker, faster manifestors? Like, what would be your experience? What would be like your key knowledge to, you know, obviously getting out of your own way, or any advice you could give on that?
Get rid of the time frames. Stop thinking in time. Because that's the limitation. And when you limit it in time, you mess it up. It's not unlimited because it's limited. Time is a limitation. Words are a limitation. Physical realities are limitations. This is an energy thing that you work from your brain, your reptilian brain. That's where it coagulates, it enters the brain. You create in your brain what you want to experience, what you are going to experience, and then you get to the side. And the more you get out of your way, the faster it will become. But here's the kicker. You say, oh, if I get out of my way, the faster it's going to come. Guess what? You've just slowed it down because you put time back into the equation. So it's just like you just begin. I always said for many, many years that I don't think. I just pretend to think. I stop thinking. Where I keep my brain most of the time, and most people probably agree with me, they're going, yeah, that's all right. If you would take a basketball and you see that space inside there, there's nothing in there. That's a no thing. And the more I personally can keep my brain as a no thing, I make the request, this is what I'm going to experience, or command, or demand, whatever you want to use. And then I just say, you know what? I relinquish. I will allow this power within me to do its thing. And sometimes I get it within an hour. And sometimes, in this case, it took me 21 years. But I get them. I get it, and I know whatever I request, I will get a thousandfold because I know how powerful it is. That I do know. And we all go at our own pace. The beauty of this plane is that we all get to think independently of each other. This power within us, God, if you will, created us independent, created us with different tastes for foods and clothing, and they taught us how to like different music. We're independent of each other. And one of the hardest things to do is be able to, it was for me, because I used to be a really controlling person, but when I realized that God gave them their life to them, to live it their way, not my way. And when I started respecting other people's lives to do it their way versus my way, I was able to love so much more. I don't even have the words to describe that feeling. Because they go, well, it seems like you're pretty callous. I'm not. I can love so much more now. And that emotion is there. So anyway, thank you for calling in. I'm going to talk about my book a little bit before I get off here. And thanks for calling in. I appreciate that.
Appreciate you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
So do we have any more callers? Hello? Okay, I'm new at this, so I'm learning. Okay, I want to talk about my book, Wake Up, It's Time to Remember. I get some good feedback on it. Everybody seems to like it. It was a very beautiful book for me to write. It's basically my story in four different characters. I invite you to go to my website, www.wakeupitstimetoremember. You can purchase it there if you like. I would like to hear back from you next week. If you have any questions you want me to talk about on the air, you can call me, email me at Ian's Place. That's ianspplace@comcast.net. And if you would like for me to talk about any subject matter, next week, I would love to do that. I'm thanking you for calling in. We have a few minutes if you'd like to call back in and say hello. There's a lot to cover. There's a lot of interesting concepts out there. But what I can say, if you start just paying attention to your thought processes, if you just pay attention to that, then you will start changing your life immensely. And it's a quick fix. Yeah. You know, once you start monitoring, you're going to go, whoa, you're going to realize how many thoughts that you have out there that don't support you in what you want to experience. And I use the word want right now because everybody's in the want mode. They're not in the declaring mode. And there's another great word. That's why we invented it. I am declaring. This is my intention. We don't use these words in the way we may use them, but we'll contradict them 5 minutes later or 2 days later or 3 days later. And then people wonder why they don't get what they really want to do. In the worst way, I would love to do this. Love is the glue. You are on the right track. And when you love something into experience, God did not anger anything into experience. God loved everything to experience. And when I learned that lesson, that was an aha moment for me because I was so angry. I was angry at the world. I was angry about, you name it, I was angry about it. And that was on the inside. On the outside, I was, you know, nice and jolly. But on the inside. And it wasn't until I figured that out, that God loved everything in experience and didn't anger anything to experience. And there is, you know, we can have that. That's a whole topic on its own. If you want to talk about it next week, we can talk about that. But I'm glad that you called in. I mean, those people called in. Thank you very much for that. And again, if you have any questions or any topics that you want to talk about next week, I would love to talk to you about that. And I think I'm just about ready to sign off here. I haven't been told yet. So, again, thank you. And my email address is iansplace@comcast.net. If you have any questions, my website is wakeupitstimetoremember.com. If you want to take a look at the book. And I'm just about ready to be talked out here. I don't know what else to say. This is my first time, you know. So this is my radio dream.
You can hang up anytime.
Thank you. Did we get any hits, do you know?